From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia plans to study weather forecast management at the 10th WWF. Tourism Minister clarifies rumors, no tourism fund levy on airline tickets. Now the news in detail. Indonesia could explore, learn, and develop weather forecast management to tackle extreme climate at the 10th World Water Forum. Public Works and Public Housing Minister's expert staff Firdaus Ali stated. He made the statement when asked about WWF's role in helping Indonesia to mitigate the impact of extreme weather on domestic food security. He noted that weather and climate are predictable phenomena, unlike earthquakes, which cannot be predicted when it will occur and how strong it will be. Hence, he expressed hope that study in data management and development in weather forecasts would help Indonesia to anticipate extreme climates and mitigate impacts in the community. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno has dismissed rumors about a tourism fund levy being added to airline tickets. Minister Uno emphasized that no levy is imposed on the public, particularly given the current economic situation. The discussion about the levy is only a proposal for tourism funding, he said in Lombok recently. Furthermore, he explained that the government is focused on increasing the number of flights and aircraft to increase tourist numbers. The Indonesian Tourism Fund aims to manage 2 trillion rupiahs or approximately $129 million in its first year. The initial fund will come entirely from the government budget. According to Minister Uno, the government plans to start distributing funds for eligible events in 2024. Indonesia's Ministry of Industry sought to establish cooperation in industrial human resources development at the 2024 Hannover Messe exhibition in Germany, which was held from April the 22nd to 26th. The collaboration was pursued on the sidelines of a business forum organized by the Indonesian Pavilion at the exhibition, which discussed support for digital transformation, especially for human resource development. Head of the Ministry's Industrial Human Resources Development Agency, Mas Rohan, said in a statement released by his office on Saturday that the agency conducted bilateral discussions with German company IFM, which operates in the smart technology sector. Israel's foreign minister Katz said on Saturday that a planned incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah could be suspended should a deal emerge to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. The comments came as international mediators pushed for a deal to achieve a ceasefire in the 6 months of devastating fighting in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages taken during Hamas' October 7 assault that sparked the war. Earlier on Saturday, Hamas said it had received Israel's officials' response to its latest ceasefire proposal in Egyptian and Qatari-mediated negotiations and will study it before submitting its reply. France's Foreign Minister Stéphane Séjourné will push proposal to prevent further escalation and a potential war between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah during a visit to Lebanon on Sunday today, as Paris seeks to refine a roadmap that both sides could accept to ease tensions. France has historical ties with Lebanon, and earlier this year, the minister delivered an initiative that proposed Hezbollah's elite unit pull back 10 kilometers from the Israeli border while Israel would halt strikes in southern Lebanon. French proposal, which has been discussed with partners, notably the U.S., has not moved forward. Hezbollah has maintained it will not enter any concrete discussion until there is a ceasefire in Gaza, where the war between Israel and militant group Hamas has entered its sixth month. Taiwan reported renewed Chinese military activity near the island on Saturday, with 12 aircraft crossing the sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait, a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken ended a visit to China. The U.S. is Taiwan's most important international supporter and arms supplier despite the absence of formal diplomatic ties. Blinken said he had stressed the critical importance of maintaining peace and stability across the strait while in China. Thailand called on for the regional bloc ASEAN to take a more proactive role in trying to resolve the crisis in military-ruled Myanmar after weeks of fighting near its border that halted trade and led to a brief influx of refugees. Myanmar is locked in a civil war between the military on one side and, on the other, a loose alliance of established ethnic minority armies and a resistance movement formed after the junta's bloody crackdown on dissent following its 2021 coup. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, came up with a peace plan in 2021 that Myanmar's generals agreed to, but it has only been partially implemented, causing fissures in the bloc and frustration from its most prominent members. Thailand this week proposed an ASEAN meeting on the issue that would include previous chair Indonesia, which had sought to engage the junta's rivals, plus Laos, and the next year's chair Malaysia. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on U.S. Secretary of Defense congratulates the elected president of Indonesia. U.S. Minister of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III held a telephone conversation with Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto to discuss a number of matters ranging from military modernization to congratulations on his elections as the President of Indonesia. In a statement from the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta Thursday, Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder said that Minister Austin also conveyed congratulations from U.S. President Joe Biden to Minister Prabowo on his recent victory in the Indonesian presidential election. Both defense ministers also reiterated the importance of modernizing the Indonesian military and discussed the two countries' mutual intentions to deepen interoperability through closer cooperation in the field of air and maritime defense capabilities. U.S. Defense Minister Lloyd J. Austin also thanked Minister Prabowo for the Indonesian humanitarian assistance recently deployed in Gaza, referring to Indonesia's important role as a leader on global issues. He emphasized the importance of shared values between the United States and Indonesia as the two largest democracies in the world. Both ministers reaffirmed the importance of maintaining international rules and norms in maintaining a free and open Indo-Pacific. President Joe Biden previously also congratulated Minister Prabowo in a letter dated March 12, 2024, when the Indonesian presidential candidate topped the 2024 presidential election vote tally with his vice presidential candidate Gibran Raka Buming Raka. Previously, the Indonesian General Election Commission named Prabowo Subianto, Gibran Raka Buming Raka, as the elected president and vice president as a result of the 2024 presidential election. Prabowo and Gibran succeeded in winning 58.59% of the total national valid votes and fulfilled at least 20% of the votes in each province spread across 38 provinces in Indonesia. Furthermore, on Monday, April the 22nd, the Constitutional Court rejected all the arguments of the presidential and vice presidential candidates Anies Baswedan Muhaimin Iskandar and Ganjar Pranowo Mahmud MD in the 2024 presidential election results dispute decision hearing. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with April the 28th, 1949, Chairil Anwar dies. Chairil Anwar is a prominent Indonesian poet. He is estimated to have written 96 works, including 70 poems. Together with Asrul Sani and Rifai Apin, he was crowned by H.B. Yasin as a pioneer of the class of 45 as well as modern Indonesian poetry figure. Chairil Anwar played an important role in the development of Indonesian literature. His works have brought renewal to Indonesian literature. His death is celebrated as National Poetry Day. Turning to April 28, 1952, the Taipei Agreement signed. The Sino-Japanese Peace Treaty, commonly known as the Taipei Agreement, was signed in Taipei, Taiwan on April 28, 1952. The agreement entered into force on August 5th of the same year. This agreement officially marked the end of the Sino-Japanese War, which lasted from 1937 to 1945. The Taipei Agreement was unilaterally annulled by the Japanese government on September 29, 1972. I'll end today in history with April 28, 2003, World Safety Day at Work celebrated for the first time. World Day for Safety and Health at Work is celebrated globally every April 28. This day was created by the International Labour Organization ILO and has been celebrated since 2003. The celebration emphasizes the importance of preventing accidents and illnesses in the workplace so that it can help reduce the number of work-related deaths and injuries. That was today in history.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Dieter Grund in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast through 7780 kHz via WRMI USA on April 7, 2024 at 8:35 to 9 UTC and the SINPO was 43333. Hello sir, thank you so much for monitoring our broadcast. As your request, I will send a QSL card to your address as soon as possible. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy.
Don't you know it is tearing me up on the inside? When I first laid eyes on you, baby, I am drunk of your love and I can't get rid of it. Feels like it attached right down to my heart. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic. I can't get enough of your love burn. I know we don't even need to hurry, but the love is like bad habit. And tonight I need to have it. Sweet lips over to me and hug me tight. Every single thought of you make me hide. I am trying to be naughty, but you know what's up. I love you and it's the thing I won't deny. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic. But your love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have fun. Cause I can't get enough of your loving.
the things I do, but every time I pause, I still think of you. I thought I'm going crazy every time I do, but you're my medication when I'm missing you. Whatever other bitches try to lie about you, for some reason my heart can't let go of you. You make my world shine like a star, like a moon in the dark, can't get enough of you.
I love, we don't even need to hurry, but the love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have that.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The U.S. Basketball Association, NBA, announced the expansion of its junior NBA in Indonesia to reach more than 50,000 young people in a number of regions to develop basketball talent. NBA Asia Basketball Operations Natalia Andre, in an official statement from NBA Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, escorted by Antara, said that they were very happy to be able to celebrate a decade of junior NBA in Indonesia with a program that is wider in scope and will reach tens of thousands of Indonesian children and youth, and culminates in Junior NBA Indonesia Week for the first time. She also said that Junior NBA Indonesia emphasizes its commitment to developing the sport of basketball at the beginner level and hopes to help the next generation of Indonesian players develop their abilities on the court while learning the core values of this game. The Junior NBA program will be held from April the 22nd to May the 17th, presenting 100 coaching clinics at elementary, middle, and high school levels in Bogor, Jakarta, and Tangerang. It also includes a 3-versus-3 tournament with categories for young people from elementary, middle, and high school. 3-versus-3 junior tournament NBA Indonesia will begin with preliminary tournaments in Jakarta from May the 4th and to 5th, and Bogor May the 11th and 12th, and Tangerang May the 18th and 19th, with the best teams from each category advancing to the preliminary rounds and finals on June the 1st and 2nd in Jakarta. The highlight of the program is the first Junior NBA Indonesian Week to be held from May the 29th to June the 2nd, 2024. The celebration event, which will be held for a full week in Jakarta, includes the final of the 3-versus-3 Junior Tournament, NBA Indonesia and Youth Clinics organized by NBA Cares and Her Time to Play. NBA Cares and Her Time to Play also provide top of pro players and coaches. As part of the program's 10th anniversary, the NBA will highlight 10 players, coaches, and community members of Junior NBA in Indonesia who have been part of this program for years by presenting their stories on all NBA Indonesia social media platforms. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to an email from David Foster in Australia. He was listening to English program of our broadcast through 7780 kHz on April 14, 2024 at 8 to 820 UTC. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending the reception report of our broadcast in detail. I will send you a ZL card immediately, so please be patient. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
I'm a little while ago, glad that you said hello. Meet me here and there, I can't say no words out of my
the sparks all the way. Never feeling this way. Really brought the sun in my gloomy rainy day. Go out everywhere we wanna go. Don't care about the bills, no. Never ever in days unfold. Butterflies filling my soul. Every miles we've been through, feeling like dreams come true. It's obvious we're meant to be together.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder is featuring Batu Lapis Beach in Lampung. Batu Lapis Beach is one of the beaches in Toto Harjo Village, Bakauheni District, South Lampung Regency. It is pretty unique because on the edge of this beach, there are layers of rocks, not like other beaches which are usually a stretch of sand. Batu Lapis Beach, which is a natural wonder in Lampung province, is filled with very beautiful rocks and it gives the impression that the stones are arranged. The structure of stacked rocks on this beach has earned this beach the nickname Batu Lapis Beach, which means layers of rocks. These unique layers of rocks have different colors. Visitors not only can enjoy the natural beauty around the beach, looking at the blue and clear sea, they can also spend time taking photos on these amazing coral rocks. Layered coral rocks that form naturally make this place unique. The coral rocks, which surface has been eroded by the waves and some of which have split, actually create a truly amazing view. The waves at this beach are quite high, so visitors are not allowed to swim. The location of Batu Lapis Beach is somewhat hidden, yet not far from the city center of Kalianda. It is only around 26 km away, while from the provincial capital Bandar Lampung, it is approximately 86 km. That was Indonesian Wonder today. See you tomorrow at the same time and frequency.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment listener's mailbag, I will reply an email from Giovanni Vasquez in California, USA. In his email, he said he couldn't figure out the program's contents because of the large amount of noise interfering on 3325 kHz. So he wasn't able to identify the language. Hello, sir. Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia. As information, you can watch and also listen to our broadcast at voinews.id. VOI broadcasts in 9 languages, namely English, Spanish, German, Mandarin, Arabic, Japanese, Dutch, French, and also Indonesian, our national language. As appreciation, I will send QSL card as soon as possible. So please be patient. Well, listener, if you have suggestion or criticism, please send to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. Now, for all of you, I will play a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Let's check this one out.
Musik ini goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Have fun together.
coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany today is on Indonesia receives World Culture Heritage Inscription Certificate from UNESCO. In 2023, Indonesia received two UNESCO inscriptions simultaneously for the cultural sector. These inscriptions have become a tribute to Indonesia's efforts to preserve and advance culture and share it with the world. The first is the designation of the Yogyakarta Philosophical or Cosmological Axis of Yogyakarta and its historical landmark as World Cultural Heritage on September 24, 2023. Meanwhile, the second designation is Jammu Healthy Culture or Jammu Wellness Culture as a UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage on December 6, 2023. These two determinations are the realization of a roadmap for preserving cultural heritage and advancing culture. The handover of the original World Cultural Heritage Inscription Certificates from UNESCO was given by the Secretary of the Directorate General of Multilateral Cooperation, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yohpi Isanwardana, to Director General of Culture, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Hilmar Farid. Meanwhile, Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Nadiem Anwar Makarim, expressed his highest appreciation for the efforts to preserve herbal medicine as a cultural for health that has been carried out by various parties for a long time. Nadine Makarim said this determination would strengthen Indonesia's efforts to protect and developing herbal medicines as a cultural heritage as well as contributing to global health and welfare. The Yogyakarta Philosophical Axis, which is on the UNESCO World Heritage List, has the full title The Cosmological Axis of Yogyakarta and its Historic Landmarks, which is recognized as a World Heritage because it is considered to have universal significance. The Yogyakarta Philosophy Axis is a special planning concept that was first coined by the first king of the Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat Sultanate in the 18th century. That was Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hey, hey.
Melangkah sendiri, seringkali kau melihat kanan kiri, semua menyuruh tu berlari. We just know kuanku berdiri. Peduli kau sakit hati, berhenti atur nafas sendiri. We just slow down. Damn son, harus lebih tenang and take time. Harus pikir panjang, masalah ada untuk dilawan. Coba fokus, buka mata, lihat peluang.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu. Tak masalah, gapai mimpimu.
I stick to the plan and I don't give a damn. Don't need to worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes we need to slow. We gonna be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Lu yang berlalu biar jadi masalah. Lu yang negatif biar jadi yang enak. Lu
ayo coba.
Freeze harus lebih dingin. Peace tolong didamain. Oh cheers tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu. Tak masalah, gapai mimpi.
And I stick to the plan. And I don't give a damn. No need to worry. We gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Siap ambil papan. Bila mereka tetap tenang, ku tetap maju ke depan.
Hey, I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'll present a song by Awan Sena. Andy Gunawan, or better known as Awan Sena, who was born in Garut, West Java, Indonesia, on October 20, 1998, is a finalist in a talent search event on national private television. His career debut in the music industry was when he released his first song entitled Lebih Baik Sendiri, or Better Alone, in 2023, which received a positive response from music lovers in Indonesia. On April 26, 2024, Awan Sena released his latest single, Jangan Pergi, which in English means Don't Go. Carrying the pop genre with a touch of ballad, this song tells the story of deep feelings of love and loss after she's gone. Well, listener, here is Awan Sena with the song Jangan Pergi. Check it out.
Mengapa kau memilih mengakhiri akhir semua cintamu untukku setelah sekian lamanya kita habiskan waktu bersama berdua. Kini yang tersisa hanya kenangan, terasa sepi tanpamu di sini. Sedihnya berjuang tak ada cintamu lagi, hanya ada rasa rinduku untuk dirimu. Selalu di hati, jangan dulu kau pergi, hilangkan semua mimpi, kau tahu hatiku kini. berjuang, ada cintamu lagi. Hanya ada rasa rinduku untuk dirimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Seem up in the air and everything is so unfair. If you stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and see. You give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweet or filled with worries. Don't be afraid when things go wrong. Just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and sing.
With the music and sing.
If one day you lose your way, just remember one thing, my friend. When you wander a cloud, just with the music and dance. If one day you lose your way, just remember that I'm here to
don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
Don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up and be happy.
Voice of Indonesia.
atas awan, madani cinta membawa kisah kita.
Melayang-layang menjauh menuju hidup yang
of Indonesia.
Meski aku coba bertahan dengan mudah ku dikalahkan oleh kerinduan ku sendiri. Meski aku coba tutupi dengan cara bohongi hati, tapi sakit ini pun menjadi. Aku terluka dan semakin tersiksa. Cinta selamatkanku, tak ingin aku sendiri. Cinta datanglah dengannya, mimpiku, rasaku terlanjur ku simpan untuknya. Oh, meski aku coba bertahan, dengan mudah ku dikalahkan oleh kerinduan ku sendiri. Meski aku coba tutupi dengan cara bohong, sakit ini pun menjadi.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or send an email to voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma, signing out. Bye-bye.